Welcome back to Rome Boys. On this episode, we're hanging with the Saints. Today, it's
St. John Bosco.
St. John Bosco. The Dawn.
Oh, I thought it was February 27th.
What's February 27th? That's what
who's on first?
Right? Who's on first?
You know the guy's names on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
What's a second? No, today's... What day is today? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They're not watching it on that day.
Okay. I'll cut all that out. All right. St. John Bosco's way of education placed his students in surroundings removed from the likelihood of committing sin. He advocated frequent reception of the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion. He combined religious training and fatherly guidance, seeking to unite the spiritual life with one's work, study, and play. Encouraged during his youth to become a priest so he could work with young boys, John was ordained in 1841. His service to young people started when he met a poor orphan and instructed him in preparation for receiving Holy Communion. He then gathered more young people and taught them catechism. Don Bosco opened the oratory of St. Francis de Sales for boys. By 1856, the institution had grown to 150 boys and had added a printing press for publication of religious catechetical pamphlets. John's interest in vocational education and publishing justified him as a patron of young apprentices and Catholic publishers. In 1854, he and his followers informally banded together, inspired by St. Francis de Sales. With Pope Pius IX's encouragement, John gathered 17 men and founded the Salesians in 1859. I think I pronounced that right.
I hope so.
Salesians.
Forgive us if you didn't.
Their activity concentrated on education and missionary work. Later, he organized a group of Salesian sisters to assist girls.
That sounds too close to sleazy to me.
Salesians.
Oh, Lord. God bless me. Please.
Father Francis de Sales. Maybe it's
Sales.
He
was a good salesman, by the way.
The patron saint of garage sales.
Salesians. He's on sale.
John Bosco found a lot of ways to make a dollar stretch. That's for sure. And he owed people a lot of money. So there you go.
Good.
Yeah, he found a way that God always provided. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
St. John Bosco, the patron saint of car salesmen.
Yeah, that's right. And floor mats, keys.
Keys?
They're going to start it.
Yeah. But done right, Salesians. Right?
Yeah.
And honestly, and like, yeah.
Salesians.
Yeah. 150 boys, it sounds like he was a patron saint of babysitting.
Yeah. I got four boys and it's nuts. 150? Imagine that, guys. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And
all that testosterone running around.
And these are troubled boys.
Yeah.
I mean, this is I imagine they weren't like young. They're like teenagers and,
oh, yeah.
and all. Yeah, that could be kind of rough.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah, fights going
but
on.
That place
all the time.
Stunk. Bunch of boys.
You will take a shower every day.
Yeah,
you will pray.
150 boys in one place, or they were all in like a.
It's a big area, but at the early stages, not necessarily. It was kind of cramped. So
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they all lived together.
They did. Yeah.
Get you act the like Tony beds. Was there.
So. Yeah. We're, so how was it there? You know
back in 18, whatever it was, 56.
When we hang with the Saints, it's not always what you're going to expect. So.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's some stories about St. John Bosco. John Bosco was blessed with the gift of knowing when one of his boys was in serious mortal sin. He said,
it's like
quote,
all the time.
Yeah,
simple.
Yeah, some
right?
of them. The good God.
Do? Or I know what you did. Yeah.
He quoted, the good God really displays his goodness with regard to my youngsters whenever I happen to be amidst them. If there is one impure soul in the group, I know it immediately by its evil odor. So he could
so
smell them
smell.
Out.
No, it smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food. Oh!
It did smell.
Good timing, yeah. But I guess right. It was worse than armpit smell. So, on another occasion, John Bosco said, quote, I see consciences in the confessional as if they were open books. That happens especially on the eves of great feast days. Give me a young man I've never seen. I have merely to look him in the face to reveal to him the faults he has committed since his earliest childhood.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Judging a book by its cover, yeah, man. Dang.
When God gives him the gift.
He can just look at you and know what you did.
I know what you did last summer.
Like, yeah. Ooh, dude.
He's got that grandma
I'm
power.
I'm sorry for my sins in the name of the Father.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I can't be friends with
whatever
you.
Whatever you're thinking, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, but, the same thing that you were just talking about, how he could look at them and know what they did.
Yeah, yeah.
When they did something good, he also knew that as well. So if somebody like did an act of charity or a secret mortification, you know, to where that, it's like they didn't want to be known that they did this.
Yeah.
He would go up to them and he would call them out and say, "You did that. Way to go. Good job. You've got
some good treasures
coming into heaven."
Well, yeah,
for
Dominic Savio, he would confront him all the time. You don't need to be fasting so much. You need to eat some because you're going to, you know, wither away. That's
You're not even supposed to know this. So yeah, he would do that. He would just go to the person. And it's I can tell you this, and he would describe in detail what they did in secret.
Which would be awesome, because when we go to confession, have we really confessed every single sin we've done? We're not aware of them all. But those kids can be like, okay, John, say John Bosco.
I'm pretty general about it. I'm like, I did this, and I'm not going to go into that detail.
After that confession, you're good to go. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I forgot I did that one.
Yeah.
And everything
Thanks,
else
Father.
I've ever done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about the time when you...
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I thought I was covered for these and all my sins. I'm really sorry. Yeah. I thought I was covered. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Another tidbit. All right, so he was invited to preach for 3 days in a town that had a severe drought, not just like...
I have no idea what that's like.
Yeah. We always say that the drought stops when the last raindrop hits the ground.
That's when the next one starts.
Yeah. Well, how about that rain? The drought starts now.
Yep.
But these farmers were, you know, going to lose all their crops. And this is back in, you know, obviously when it was, the supply chain was a little different back then, let me just say that. So when, you know,
when it was on a worldwide market.
Exactly, yeah. When a town is going to lose all their crops because of the drought, that means people are going to starve
and die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they invited him to preach. And on the first night, he felt inspired to make a promise to these people, which is pretty darn bold, you know, to make a promise to say that it's going to rain, don't worry about it. And so he said... Mary, I want you to take this promise and make it good, make it right, make it whole. And so he asked the people to make a good confession, to attend 3 nights of prayer, and receive Holy Communion on the feast day of the Assumption with heartfelt devotion. Don't just kind of go through the motions, right, which we fall victim of doing quite a bit. We've got so many formulas to get indulgences and so on. But he was real about it, which we like real Catholics. And so the people actually did what he asked them to do. And the last evening, the sky was still clear. So all the way up until the 11th hour, you know, he was still committed. And but before he started his sermon the last night, St. John pleaded with the Virgin Mary for the rain that he had promised these people. And the church was super crowded. Like everybody, again, they invited him to come. So it was this special person. And so... Love to hear that the church was crowded. So there's a lot of witnesses, though, is kind of the point here. And as he began his sermon, the sky darkened and thunder just erupted. This is where you put Garth Brooks. The thunder rolls. Okay, and lightning flashed. I'm not singing the song, this is the story. But it flashed repeatedly. And rain just started to come down so much that the people were held hostage almost in the church.
They didn't go nowhere.
And it was it was so bad they couldn't even get out of the church. So
see, that's where a farmer around here would start complaining. Oh, man, now my terraces are all busted. I'm going to fix water leaks.
I got to stay in this church and pray.
Yeah.
Stay in and pray.
Yeah.
It's a whiners.
Yeah.
So be careful what you ask for. But what I like about it, though, is that he was committed the whole time.
Yeah.
All the way up until
the
end.
Made a promise.
The sky, he made a promise.
Put
he was bold.
On the line.
Yep, yep. Made that commitment. I think we often fail to make those commitments. But that's the saints. They they have faith, right?
Yeah.
Faith like a child. Faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. And so, but it was a miracle attributed to John Bosco.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a couple of movies about him?
Yeah. Ignatius Press has one of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best movies. One of my top favorite movies of all time.
Cool.
And kids really identify with it, especially boys. But everybody likes it. Yeah. It's so awesome.
Maybe we can link it up.
Yep.
Show notes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we can do that. So
that's St. John Bosco.
That's right, the Don. Thank you all for joining us for Hanging with the Saints. St. John Bosco, pray for us. In the meantime, click on that subscribe button. Show us.
Do it.
Do it now.
Do it.
Please.
Do it.
Please.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. Click on the subscribe button. Share us with your friends. And if you feel the need, please click on that donation button on our YouTube channel. Show us a little love so we can maybe...
We actually, we're buying a new mixer for our microphones.
Yeah, we need a little help with our equipment. We're having a little trouble
here. Ours has a bunch of duct tape on it. No lie. You'll get to see it one day.
Pink duct tape.
My wife likes pink duct tape.
There you go.
So, anyway, in the meantime, be real.
Be bold.
Be Catholic.
God bless.